We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Well, all right then. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. My name is Jim, and for the next hour, we're going to be listening selections from the Golden Age of Jazz in a show I call Riding in Rhythm every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on WYXR, which, as I said, is 91.7 FM and is located in Memphis, Tennessee. Hi. Well, I got a good one for you today, I hope. We just had Blues in the Basement, and they just played Richard M. Jones and the Mississippi Juke Band. Well, I was right at home with all that. At least one of those bands I played on this show. Anyway, we're going to start off, as I have the last few weeks, with Louis Armstrong and the Hot Five from 1925 doing Gut Bucket Blues, because everybody from New Orleans can play that thing. Or whatever he says. The Dixie Stompers, which is a group from the Fletcher Henderson Band, doing Baby Won't You Please Come Home. Tiny Parham, yeah, love Tiny Parham, doing Steel String Blues. And then we're going to hear Horace Henderson doing Minnie the Moocher's Wedding Day with Coleman Hawkins and Red Allen in there. Thank you.
have tried in vain, nevermore to call your name. When you left, you broke my heart, 'cause I never thought we'd part. But every hour in the day, you'd hear me say, baby, won't you please come
home. Support for WYXR, including our 2024 stereo sessions, comes from Duncan Williams Asset Management, specializing in financial management for individual investors, businesses, nonprofits, and foundations. More information at dwassetmgmt.com. Thank you.
It seems like we're just getting started here. On Riding in Rhythm. Hey, that was Horace Henderson and his orchestra with Red Allen. Heard Coleman Hawkins. I heard Buster Bailey. Sounding great. On Minnie the Moocher's Wedding Day. For that, Tiny Parham. Steel String Blues. I don't know who the guitar player was. Absolutely interesting for the 20s. And before that, the Dixie Stompers also had a guitar solo in it, didn't it? Doing Baby Won't You Please Come Home. I heard beautiful trumpet from Joe Smith. I heard some really great trombone from Jimmy Harrison in there. And we start off with Louis Armstrong's Hot Five doing Gut Bucket Blues, where he informed us that everyone from New Orleans can really play that thing. Hey, hey. Well, I got some more music coming up for you. Let's see what we got. Oh, yeah, we're doing all right. Got the Benny Goodman Trio doing Body and Soul. After that, we're going to hear Django Reinhardt, the Quintet of the Hot Club of France, doing China Boy. Then Stuff Smith doing Tain't No Use. And then we're going to get to the Earl Hines Orchestra from about 1937 doing Pianology right here on Riding in Rhythm.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Clarkwood Keys with Crosstown Brewing Company. You already know we're passionate about beer, and now we've added food on tap. Our new kitchen is open inside the brewery, serving wings, pizza, burgers, and more. Open for lunch Wednesday through Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Food and beer, a perfect match, just like our partnership with WIXR. More information at crosstownbeer.com.
Thank you.
Well, you know, that was Earl Father Hines and his orchestra from about 1937, something called Pianology, and it definitely was. That was beautiful. And before that, we heard Stuff Smith doing Tain't No Use. Django Reinhardt, Quintet of the Hot Club of France, did China Boy, and we start off with the Benny Goodman Trio with an alternate take on Body and Soul, a track I played here before, although not recently. Right here on WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee, you're listening to Riding in Rhythm. My name is Jim. Well, friends, I would like to take a few minutes to draw your attention to the other stimulating programs that I enjoy on a regular basis on WYXR, and I thought I'd call them to your attention as well. Well, the mysterious 2722, which I cannot urge you strongly enough to tune into, is on Sunday from 10 to 11. Let's see, Let's Get Lost, a jazz program, which will be on every Wednesday from 10 until 11. On Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon is Feels Good to Me with Bob Elbrecht, an outstanding music program. Bob really knows music, friends, and loves it. Make you know it and love it as well. And on Sunday, Jerry Wilson Without a Net, Sunday 8 to 10. Yeah, is that it? Okay. And friends, I would be remiss if I did not mention the crown jewel of the WYXR programming crown, I guess. The word escaped me just then. Jim Spake will be here at 2 o'clock with Of Cabbages and Kings, as he does every Thursday from 2 to 4 p.m. I cannot urge you strongly enough to tune in. It is an outstanding program. It'll change the way you think about everything. How about that? Well, so much talk. Let's do some music. What do you think? Okay, I will. All right, coming up for you, Johnny Hodges and his orchestra. Of course, Johnny Hodges, probably one of as good a blues player as I ever heard in my life. He's from Boston. Billie Holiday with Roy Eldridge doing the same old story. Erskine Hawkins with Paul Bascom, not Dud. In this case, his brother Paul doing Sweet Georgia Brown. And then we're going to hear Count Basie with Coleman Hawkins doing 920 Special right here on Riding in Rhythm. Thank you.
story. It's as old as the stars above. The same old story of a boy and a girl in love. The scene, same old moonlight, the time, same old June night. Romance, the theme. Been told much too much before. The same old story, but it's worth telling just once more. It's all fun and laughter. They live ever after in ecstasy. The same.
WYXR comes from the Halloran Center, presenting the Memphis Songwriters Series hosted by Mark Eggers Stewart. Mark and his musical guests take audiences on a journey behind the music, sharing personal stories and introducing new works. The season begins Thursday, September 12th with J.B. Harrell, Victoria Dowdy, and Raneem Imam. More information at orpheum-memphis.com/hc-presents.
Well, that was the Basie Band, and it set up a soloist, but instead of that soloist being Lester Young, it was Coleman Hawkins. Always surprises me, no matter how many times I've heard it. Before that, Erskine Hawkins with Paul Bascom on tenor doing Sweet Georgia Brown. One of my listeners called me once, told me about seeing the Erskine Hawkins Band, said as he approached the building where they were playing, it was rocking the building itself as in a cartoon. At least that's what he told me. That was about 30 years ago he told me that. Anyway, Billie Holiday before that with Roy Eldridge doing The Same Old Story. Johnny Hodges and his orchestra doing Empty Ballroom Blues. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis. My name is Jim. You're listening to Riding in Rhythm, a jazz program that focuses on the first 20 or 25 years of jazz. But the good news, friends, is we're less than 15 minutes away from that highlight, that high time. I'm not going to even, I'll tell you what, I'm stumbling all over myself here. When Jim Spake brings you Of Cabbages and Kings. Yeah, Jim Spake, an international treasure. Not just an Atoka anymore. At any rate, let's get on with some music. Man, I'm confused today. Maybe I ought to go home. I don't know. I don't seem to have it together today. But it's coming. We're about to hear Duke Ellington doing Blip Blip. Kansas City 7 featuring Lester Young doing Lester Leaps Again. And then we're going to close out with Woody Herman and the First Herd doing Happiness is Just a Thing Called Joe. Blip, blip,
dream. On God, you can sing. Bib, bib, a fa-day, bam, bam, bam. Hip de bobber do battle. Love to you is true. On God, you can do. Bib, bib, a fa-day, bam, bam, bam. Hip de bobber do battle. My poor heart gives a start, like a jitterbug just won't stop. Mix my spooning with your crooning, watch me blow my tune. Love to you, I've sworn, on account mine is yourn. Bib, bib, body, bam, 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 hip de bobber do battle.
Thank you. Join us for Free Will and Conversation on Bob Dylan, presented by the Orpheum and WYXR, with me, David Swider, WYXR DJ and local Dylanologist, to discuss Dylan's life, his movies, and the upcoming musical, Girl from the North Country, at the Orpheum. Don't miss this unique opportunity to delve into the world of Bob Dylan on Thursday, September 5th at 6 p.m. in the Memphis Listening Lab. More information at WYXR.org/events.
He's got a smile that makes the lilacs wanna grow. He's got a way that makes the angels heave a sigh when they see. When he kisses me, it's Christmas everywhere. Troubles fly away and life is easy go. Does he love me?
Well, you know, I'm over here with Jim Spake, and we're talking about gorillas.
I'm up in here.
He's up in here. And we're talking about how the Surgeon General ruled that having children takes years off your life. So, if you're going to enjoy these programs from us elderly Americans here, you need to start doing it now. Because I can't guarantee the time.
And like my late friend Jack Hale used to say all the time, no red meat.
Well, there it is.
But, you know, I don't know. Who wants to live forever, really?
Is that a rhetorical? Hey, who wants? Are you asking the people out there?
I'm asking all those people standing out there staring in at us like we're some kind of exhibit at the zoo.
Yeah. Hey, and when you come up here to Crosstown, don't knock on the glass during the programs. It infuriates the programmers.
So. That's right. And there have been a couple of instances of thrown poo.
Oh, I wasn't going to bring that up, but
well,
yeah.
Well, I mean, I hate to bring it up because it's the middle of the day. It's not like it's a nighttime show, but hey, since we're both on here and we have microphones and we're talking, don't you think we ought to make a bigger deal out of Jim's Corner? Like, stay tuned because coming up is a big surprise. That's right. Of Cabbages and Kings. You know, I listen to some radio shows, and I think that's probably appropriate to make a big deal out of stuff.
Well, you know, there was a time, Jim Spake, when we were younger.
Yeah.
I can recall a ride to Arkansas when we were in our 30s that two young people had to endure.